USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As tens of thousands of people in the area are evacuating, Northern California fire officials say the campfire has literally destroyed the town of Paradise. CAL FIRE Captain Joe Chavez says,
I don't know if the whole town has burned down. I don't know how many structures have burned. The numbers are definitely in the hundreds, if not the thousands.
He spoke on NBC's Today show in Southern California, the Woolsey Fire threatening 30,000 homes at the Los Angeles-Ventura County line. The gunman who killed 12 people in a Ventura County bar in Thousand Oaks, California on Wednesday night may have been on social media during the shooting. TMZ says former Marine Ian Long had a gun in one hand and his phone in the other and was posting to Instagram. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Days after the elections and a U.S. Senate race in Florida remains undecided. The Republican Senate candidate and current Governor Rick Scott still holds a slim lead over incumbent Bill Nelson, but Scott's accusing some counties in the state of election fraud. Last night announcing he's suing Broward and Palm Beach counties over it.
I will not sit idly by while unethical liberals try to steal this election from the great people of Florida.
The incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson says in a statement that Scott's actions are, quote, politically motivated and born out of desperation. President Trump will be in Paris today with other world leaders commemorating the end of World War I. The ceremony will mark the 100th anniversary of the armistice, which brought an end to the war in 1918. It's a national holiday in France. The president will also meet with French President Emmanuel Macron at the event. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Demonstrators in the streets of several major U.S. cities and a fair amount of small ones last night, joining calls for protection of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible coordination between Russia and the president's campaign in 2016. This protester outside the White House said,
No one is above the law, and we definitely need to protect Mueller.
Demonstrators want Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, who was named after Jeff Sessions, resigned a few days ago, to recuse himself from supervision of the Mueller investigation. A federal judge now holding up the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline again. This time it's Judge Brian Morris of the District Court in Montana who wrote the government needs to redo its analysis to look at climate change, the impact of oil spills and endangered species, and include cultural resource examinations along the pipeline's route. The nephew of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says she's up and working and making jokes again, that after she fell in her office in Washington the night before last, she was hospitalized when it was determined she had suffered some broken ribs. She's expecting to be back to work soon, according to her nephew. At 85, Justice Ginsburg is the oldest member of the nation's highest court. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.